This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden says that America is still facing the kind of racism and white supremacy that led to the Tulsa massacre 100 years ago.
What happened in Greenwood was an act of hate and domestic terrorism, with a through line that exists today still. Just close your eyes. Remember what you saw in Charlottesville 4 years ago on television.
In 1921, on May 31st and June 1st, a white mob, including some people hastily deputized by authorities, looted and burned Tulsa, Oklahoma's Greenwood District, which was referred to as Black Wall Street. As many as 300 black Tulsans were killed, and thousands of survivors were forced for a time into internment camps overseen by the U.S. National Guard. Burned bricks in a fragment of a church basement are about all that survived today of the more than 30-block historically black district. China's chief of trade and envoy talked with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Wednesday. That's according to the Chinese government, but it gave no indication when the negotiations on ending the tariff war might resume. Talking by video link, the Vice Premier Liu He and Yellen discussed the economic situation, bilateral cooperation, and other issues of mutual concern. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, is yet to say what approach he will take to the conflict launched by his predecessor, Donald Trump, who raised tariffs on China's imports over complaints about Beijing's industrial policy and trade surplus. China retaliated by suspending purchases of U.S. soybeans and raising tariffs on other goods. This is VOA News.